Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
这是主的日子，让我们在里面欢欣快乐。
We read that in the Psalms.
这是在诗篇里面。
But now we live on the other side of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们今天是在耶稣基督复活的这一边。
And so that verse means even more to us.
这节对我们来讲是更有意义。
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which gives new meaning to every day.
这是主所设立的日子，让我们每一天都能够欢欣快乐。
This morning I want to talk about mission, and I want to talk about salvation.
今天早上我要谈到宣教，我要谈到救赎。
Of course, in Scripture, those are interconnected. The message of salvation, the mission of the church.
在圣经里面，这两个是连接在一起的。先是有救恩，然后才有使命。
The great concern of the church, the great concern of Scripture is salvation.
在圣经里面最关心的就是救赎。
The very word salvation and the concept salvation in Scripture carries the meaning of healing.
在这个救赎的这个观念里面。一个很重要的观念就是医治。
In fact, if we take in the whole scope of Scripture, salvation means creation healed.
事实上，整全的圣经教导我们，救赎是全面的医治。
This is actually a fundamental theme of the Bible.
事实上，这是圣经基本的一个主题。
So when we think about salvation and mission,This morning, I want to think of it, want us to think of it particularly in terms of the category of healing.
当我们谈到救赎跟宣教，我特别要希望大家思考关于这个医治。
Isaiah 19:22 says that God promises to hear our cry and to heal us.
在以赛亚书那里告诉我们说，神会听我们的呼求，医治我们。
Isaiah 57:19 says,Peace, peace to the far and near, and God promises, I will heal them.
以赛亚书那个地方也说到，不管是近处，不管是远处，神都会给我们有他的医治的平安。
Jeremiah 3:22 says, Return, O faithless children, and I will heal your faithlessness.
在耶利米书那里告诉我们，这些背信的儿女们，你向我回转。我就会医治你们。
When God's people return truly to Him, God promises to heal their land, as we read in 2 Chronicles 7:14.
在历代志下七章十四节，那告诉我们说，当他的百姓回转、认罪、悔改，他就会医治他们的地。
The gospel, in fact, promises the healing of all creation, a new heavens and a new earth.
在福音书里面，事实上告诉我们，在新天新地里面，神会医治全地。
We find that in Isaiah, and then it's reaffirmed in 1 Peter.
我们看到这样子的一个观念，在以赛亚书、在彼得前书都有。
In the Old Testament, healing is very much connected with another thought or term, and that is shalom or peace.
在旧约里面，这样子的医治跟这个平安是连在一起的。
So when God promises salvation, He is promising shalom, He is promising healing in all the rich biblical meaning of that.
当神应许我们救赎，他就应许我们平安医治。
This word shalom in the Old Testament is a very rich word, and it informs both the Old Testament and the New.
在旧约里面，这个平安事实上是一个很非常丰富的。一个字，无论是旧约、新约，我们都有这样子一个教导。
In the Bible, peace not means not just the absence of conflict, but it means healing, it means health, it means prosperity.
在圣经里面， 医治不只是医治我们的这样子的一个病痛，而是帮助我们能够有平安、有喜乐、有一个兴盛的生命。
And so shalom or peace means well-being in all its dimensions.
所以这个平安是在各个层面都有它的含义在内。
And so in the Bible, prosperity doesn't mean primarily financial or material success, but it means well-being in all of our relationships, especially with God and with others.
所以兴盛不只是说在经济方面我们能够繁荣，而是在我们各个生命的层面都能够兴盛。
So in the Bible, salvation is healing the disease of sin.
在圣经里面这个救赎是医治我们的罪。
This truly is good news, the healing of people and of all creation.
这实际上是一个很好的消息，能够医治我们所有的一切。
In the New Testament, Jesus applied the prophecy in Isaiah 6 to himself, the promise that he would heal them.
在以赛亚书六章那里提到说他会医治他们。
So Jesus Christ was and is the great healer.
所以耶稣基督就是最大的医治者。
His healing miracles were signs of the kingdom to come.
他这些医治的这些神迹就是神国降临的一个记号。
In fact, they were signs that the kingdom came in Jesus Christ and was coming in Jesus Christ and eventually would bring total healing.
所以神国借着耶稣基督就降临了，最终能够带来完全的医治。
We read in Luke 9 that Jesus sent his disciples out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal.
所以在路加福音第九章那里，耶稣差遣他的门徒来宣讲神国的福音，就是要医治。
So when Jesus preached the kingdom of God, he was preaching shalom. He was preaching the fulfillment of all the Old Testament promises.
当耶稣来传讲福音的时候，他就是来传讲所有旧约关于医治的这些的应许。
So Jesus was proclaiming the kind of peace, the kind of shalom that only Jesus Christ could bring.
所以耶稣基督所传讲的这样子的医治，只有他能够达成。
So in the Bible, salvation is about healing.
所以在圣经里面，救赎就是医治。
Now certainly the gospel is also about justification by faith, about atonement, about forgiveness.
当然，在圣经里面，救赎也是称义，也是代赎，也是成圣。
Salvation, of course, is about the new birth.
救恩也是重生。
But the larger encompassing truth is healing, complete healing, creation restored, true shalom.
但是一个整全的一个概念是一切的得到医治。
When a mother is expecting a baby and the baby is born, that's a new birth.
当一个母亲生了一个孩子，这是一个新生的生命。
But is the new birth the goal, the ultimate goal?
但是这个孩子生出来就是达成了目标了吗？
Of course not. The new birth is so that a person can grow and develop into all that God intends for them to be.
当然不是，孩子生出来希望他能够继续的成长，一直到完全成熟。
And so it is with the new birth in the sense of becoming Christians.
我们基督徒的重生也是同样的道理。
And in Romans 8, we read that the whole creation is groaning, expecting the new birth, the new creation.
在罗马书八章那里也是让我们看到所有的万物都一同的这个这种在这样子的埋怨，希望他能够有一天得赎。
So we see that this healing restoration theme is fundamental throughout the Bible.
所以这个得到这样完全的医治是圣经里面一个基要的真理。
And we read in Revelation 22:2,that the tree of life bears leaves for the healing of the nations.
所以我们在启示录22章让我们看到那个生命树的叶子能够带给全民的医治。
the Bible says of Jesus, surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed.
以赛亚书五十三章那里告诉我们说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
And we read in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
在彼得前书二章二十节那里告诉我们说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
So in sum, salvation means healing all creation through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit.
所以总结来讲，救赎就是借着耶稣基督，所有的万物都得到了医治。
Sin is the disease, salvation is the cure.
罪是这个疾病，救赎是这个医治。
And new creation is the final fruit.
新天新地，整个更新就是最后的一个结果。
And this new creation is something more glorious than healing sin's disease. It really is the larger goal of the well-being that God promises, the healing of all creation.
所以这个新的生命重生，不只是从罪得赦免，而是神达到神所 要求我们的整全的这样一个得医治。
But the problem, of course, in reaching this restoration is the problem of sin.
当然，这个基本上能够得到这样一个复兴的根，那个根本的毛病，就是在这个罪。
So we're going to talk about the disease of sin, the alienations that come from sin.
所以我们今天要谈到关于罪的这个疾病，使我们跟这个神隔离了。
And if you have the outline for the lecture, those the different aspects of sin are listed on page 5.
在第五页，我们有谈到在有四个方面不同的隔离。
We're going to talk about a fourfold alienation. That is all the ways that sin has affected us and the world.
我们在这里要谈到四个方面。因着罪的关系，我们遭受的隔离。
Now I realize that in very often when we read or hear about the message of salvation, the emphasis is not so much on healing; it's more on justification or forgiveness.
我们常常谈的，当我们讲救赎，我们常常是讲的称义、称圣，比较少谈到关于这个医治方面。
But what I'm emphasizing this morning is that's not the whole gospel. The whole gospel has to do with the total restoration that God is bringing through Jesus Christ.
我所要强调的是在圣经里面给我们的教导，这个只是一部分。圣经里面给我们整全的教导是完全的能够得到复兴。
And as I mentioned yesterday, this is central to Wesleyan theology. It was a strong emphasis of John Wesley, the sense in which salvation has to do with healing in all its dimensions.
就如我昨天所谈到的，这个是卫斯理神学的一个中心的一个教导。
So let's look at the disease of sin and the cure that is brought through Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在来看看关于这个罪的这样一个疾病，神怎么样来医治这样子的一个疾病。
We see that in the Bible, the central story has to do with the redemption and transformation of human beings because of sin.
在圣经里面一个中心的一个教导就是我们这些人类怎么样罪得医治。
Humans are created in the image of God with a unique capacity to know God by the power of the Spirit and the work of Christ.
我们借着耶稣基督的救赎，圣灵的工作，让我们能够认识神。
So salvation through Jesus Christ begins with the healing of our own relationship to God and extends to other aspects as well.
所以医治是先从我们本身 这个说这样子罪的这样子一个疾病得医治开始，然后伸展到其他的方面。
And as the Bible shows, it leads eventually to total restoration, a new heaven and earth, when God's kingdom comes in its fullness.
那圣经告诉我们，最终要得到完全的复兴和医治。
Now God created man and woman in a healthful, a healthy harmony with Himself.
当神造人的时候，他跟他自己是一个和谐的关系。
We see this especially in Genesis 1 and 2.
在创世纪一章二节里面就有这样子的记载。
The man and the woman were at peace with God, with themselves, with each other, and with the garden, with the created order.
无论是亚当或者夏娃。不但是跟神彼此之间跟他们的环境整个的大地都是有和平。
We might say they were at peace with the plants and the animals and all of God's creatures.
他们跟神所造的这些的万物、动物、植物，一切都是一个和平的关系。
And this actually, Genesis 1 and 2 are the background of the picture of restoration that we have in Revelation in the last two chapters.
所以创世纪的第一章跟第二章事实上是在启示录最后的两章的一个背景。
So these two chapters, Genesis 1 and 2, and the two chapters, Genesis 21 and 20, Revelation 21 and 23, 21 and 22, are the large framework of the salvation that God is bringing.
所以创世纪一章二章跟启示录二十一章二十二章是整全圣经教导的一个涵盖。
And there's a remarkable harmony and parallel between Genesis 1 and 2 and Revelation 21 and 22.
所以在一开始跟末了有个很多的一个平行的地方。
But of course in Genesis 3 we encounter the problem of sin.
在创世纪第三章我们就遭遇了这个罪的问题。
And so the infection and the disease of sin becomes a central concern all the way through Scripture.
所以这个因着得了这样一个罪的疾病，是整个圣经教导的一个关心的这个课题。
The man and the woman disobey God.
这个男女都违背了神。
The Bible doesn't explain how, but somehow this.Transmits to the whole human race and human history.
圣经没有告诉我们的很说怎么发生的，但是这样子一个罪就流传到整个全人类。
So the key point is that through human sin, the vital life connection between humans and God was severed, was cut.
所以圣经告诉我们说，因着罪的关系，我们跟神隔离了。
So what happened in the fall? What happened when Adam and Eve sinned?
所以当亚当夏娃犯了罪以后，结果怎么样？
We may think of sin as the loss of God's animating spirit that was first given to Adam and Eve.
我们可以说这个罪就是神当初所吹的一口生气在人的里面。已经是跟神断绝了。
And so the result was death and the disease that comes as a part of sin.
所以结果就有这些真正的疾病还有死亡。
The image of God in humankind became damaged and diseased.
神的形象也因此受损。
The capacity for unhindered communion with God was lost or deadened.
神跟人之间的这样一个团契，一个和谐就失落了。
And so Paul says in Romans 5, and so death spread to all because all have sinned.
所以罗马书五章那里告我们讲说，就是罪就因此入了世界，众人都犯了罪。
So the image of God was defaced and diseased, but not totally lost.
虽然这个神的形象没有完全的丧失，但是他已经受损了。
Because God's Spirit was still at work, beginning the process of restoration.
神继续的来工作，怎么样来恢复这样子的一个丧失。
And so hope for healing remains thanks to God's action through Jesus Christ.
所以能够这样子的得到医治的这样一个过程。 是借着耶稣基督来做成。
So in the Bible, sin is the word that is used for this disruption, this break between humans and God, the moral disease that entered human history because of sin.
所以罪这个道德的疾病就隔离了神跟人之间的关系。
So sin is a poisoning of the relationships that with God and with the rest of creation.
所以那个罪就是使神人之间关系破裂的这个毒素。
Viewing sin as a moral disease then helps us understand more fully what the Bible means by salvation.
如果我们能够了解罪就是这个道德的疾病，我们就能够了解圣经给我们的教导。
It also helps us understand more deeply the very meaning of sin.
所以也让我们更能够深层的了解这个罪的含义。
God tells Israel in Jeremiah, "Your wound is incurable; your injury is beyond healing."
在耶利米书那里告诉我们说，耶和华如此说：你的损伤无法医治，你的伤痕极其重大。
We read in Isaiah 1, "The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness, but bruises and sores and bleeding wounds."
在以赛亚书第一章那里告诉说，你们已经满头疼痛，全心发昏，从脚掌到头顶没有一处完全的，尽是伤口、青肿与新打的伤痕，都没有收口，没有缠裹，也没有用膏滋润。
And so Jeremiah asks, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored?"
所以在耶利米书那里，他就呼求说，在基列岂没有乳香呢？在那里岂没有医生呢？我百姓为何不得痊愈呢？
And we could cite many other passages from Scripture that bring out the same theme.
所以我们可以引用其他的经文，都是同样的一个主题。
This helps us understand what Jesus meant in Mark 2:17 when he says, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
就是我们了解在马可福音那里，耶稣说，这个健康的人不需要医生，只有生病的人才需要医生。
So this is the deep theology of sin and salvation in Scripture.
所以这是一个很深层的一个神学，有关罪跟救赎的这样子一个关系。
Clearly then, what we have narrated for us in Genesis 3 is crucial for understanding this larger story.
所以在创世纪三章那里给我们的启示，是让我们能够了解整个这样子的一个图片。能够有个清楚的认识。
I was helped by a book that was published by Francis Schaeffer in 1970 called Pollution and the Death of Man.
Francis Schaeffer 在1970年他出了一本书，这个书就是关于人的这样子一个污染，跟死亡。
And Schaeffer said sin brought four kinds of alienation or division in, as a result of the disobedience of Adam and Eve.
Schaeffer 就讲到，因着亚当夏娃的这样子的悖逆，带来了四种的隔离。
And if we look in Genesis 3, we see all four of these.
在这个创世纪三章那里，事实上这四种的隔离都提到。
And we see then how the different dimensions of sin underlie the full dimensions of salvation that is brought through Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以看到罪实际上就是所有耶稣基督所带来给我们的救赎的这样子底下的一个根源。
So the basic problem, the basic alienation in sin, of course, is the disruption of the relationship between God and human beings.
但基本的这样子的一个根源就是我们跟神之间的关系断绝了。
And then that leads to a second kind of alienation, and that is internal division, internal alienation within each person because of sin.
那因着这样子的跟神之间的关系断绝了，就引到我们的第二点方面，就是我们自己内在的这样子的一个分裂。
And then of course another dimension of this is alienation between human beings conflict and diseased relationships between human beings.
然后再引申到我们跟人之间的关系破裂了。
And then the fourth aspect of this is alienation from and within nature, from the created order.
再引申到我们跟这个大自然这样子的一个和谐破坏了。
Now clearly in Scripture, all of these derive from sin.
当然在圣经里面告诉我们这个根源就是在于我们人的罪。
And all distort God's good purpose for creation.
所以就使神造我们的这样一个目的得到了扭曲了。
And clearly, the cure has to be as great as the disease.
所以那个医治一定要大于他那个疾病。
These four areas of alienation cry out for healing, and that's what's provided through the gospel.
所以在福音书里面，所让我们知道的好消息就是这四方面的这样子的一个隔离，都借着耶稣基督得到医治。
And here we see how this connects to Christian mission.
这也是连接到我们基督徒的使命和宣教。
Faithful Christian mission focuses on healing the four alienations or divisions that result from the fall.
所以一个忠实的这样一个使命或者宣教是有关这四方面的医治。
In other words, working to heal all of these divisions is essential aspects of the mission of the church.
所以能够使在这四方面都能够得医治，是我们教会宣教的一个使命。
This truly then becomes the whole gospel for the whole world.
这也就是这个福音是为全世界的一个福音。
So let's look at these four aspects or four dimensions of the alienation that has come in as a result of sin.
像让我们一一来看这四个不同的隔离的层面。
The first and most obvious one, of course, is alienation from God.
当然第一个层面就是我们跟神的关系隔离了。
Genesis 3:8 puts it this way, Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
在创世纪第三章呢，我们看到，当天凉的时候，神在园子里走，亚当夏娃听到神在园子里走就害怕，然后躲在树群当中。
Previously Adam and Eve had walked at peace in the garden in harmony with God, naked and unashamed, we read.
在前面我们看到他们两位跟神是一个完全的和谐，能够在伊甸园里面享受神的同在。
And now, hearing God, they run and hide.
但是现在因着罪的关系，他们就躲离了，躲藏了。
This is a little bit like a relationship, the relationship between a mother and her small child.
就好像是一个母亲跟她的孩子的一个关系一样。
Whenever the child sees the mother, it wants to run to the mother and hug her and be embraced by her.
当孩子一看见母亲的时候，就想跑到母亲的身边来搂抱她。
But if the child has done something wrong that the mother said not to do, the child is less likely to run to embrace the mother.
但是如果孩子做错了什么事情，当他看到孩子的看到母亲的时候，他会躲起来。
He's more likely to run away and hide from his mother.
他就会躲起来。
This is what we all do.
这我们都会做的。
This is what humankind has done.
我们人类都是这样子的，跟神的关系这样子断绝了。
And this is a part, the central part of our alienation from God.
就是我们跟神之间的关系断绝的一个主要的原因。
And so Isaiah says in Isaiah 53, All we like sheep have gone astray, we have all turned to our own way.
所以在以赛亚书53章那里讲说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Isaiah says, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, so that He will not hear."
所以在以下说，因着你们的罪孽使你们与神隔离；因着你们的过犯，神不听你们的祷告。
So sin creates a barrier between ourselves and God.
所以因着罪 使我们跟神之间有了这样一个隔阂。
The relationship between God and ourselves or between humans has been broken.
我们跟神、跟人、跟自己都已经有了问题了。
The Bible uses many metaphors and images to describe this disruption that has come.
圣经里面用各样不同的形象来描写这个关系的破裂。
And these include death and disease and blindness.
圣经里面就比方说用疾病、死亡、瞎眼来描述这样子一个破裂。
So clearly, the disease of sin must be healed so that humankind's deepest need for salvation can be affected through God's action.
所以很显然的，圣经里面教导我们这样子的一个关系的破裂需要得到医治。
This background then of healing gives deeper meaning to Ephesians 2:14, where we read that Jesus is our peace.
所以在以弗所书二章那里告诉我们，耶稣是带来了和平。
Jesus is our shalom, the one who brings healing in all dimensions.
所以耶稣是我们的平安，带来各个层面的这样一个医治。
So this is the first and most basic dimension or alienation from sin.Our separation from God.
所以我们跟神之间的关系破裂是所有层面的一个基础。
We might say this is the root cause of, or the root aspect of, the disease of sin.
所以我们可以说是这个就是所有罪的疾病的一个根源。
But there is, secondly, the alienation from each other, between ourselves and other people.
那么第二个层面就是我们彼此之间关系的破裂。
Alienation from God is not the whole story.
我们跟神之间的关系断绝并不是完全所有的一个故事。
In fact, if we make it the whole story, we miss the deep meaning of sin and the full wonder of redemption.
如果我们忽略了其他方面，我们就不能够完全理解神给我们救赎的这个所有的层面。
Now notice here what happens in Genesis 3.
我们特别要注意在创世纪第三章那里所提到的。
Verse 12 says, the woman who, the man says to God, the woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree and I ate.
亚当就向神抱怨说是你所给我那个女人跟我同居的女人是她把那个果子给我吃我就吃了。
So what's the first result then of sin, of alienation from God?
所以当这个我们跟神之间的关系断绝的第一个后果是什么呢？
It is that the man blames the woman and indirectly blames God.
所以就男人亚当就就抱怨夏娃也是引申说这是神的责任。
In other words, the relationship with God and the relationship between the two persons is diseased and damaged because of their disobedience.
因为他们的悖逆无论是他们跟神的关系无论是彼此之间的关系都破裂了。
Estrangement from God brings deep disease in the human family which then gets multiplied in many ways over time.
所以这个罪的疾病就延伸发展到我们各个的层面。
So in Genesis 3, the sin of Adam and Eve poisons a perfect relationship.
所以在创世纪三章那里罪的疾病就使所有的这样子一个关系中毒了。
And I think much of the meaning of the book of Genesis is to show how that disruption then affects all other relationships over time.
所以整个的这个圣经的记载就是从创世纪三章人的罪开始以致延伸到整个的人生的层面。
So what do we find then in Genesis? We find alienation between parents and children, between sisters and brothers, between families, tribes, nations, and the different peoples of the earth.
所以在创世纪我们就已经看到无论是我们跟父母的关系跟儿女的关系跟兄弟姐妹的关系跟这个家族的关系整个的人类都受了这个影响。
So in Genesis we see alienation between brothers, Cain and Abel.
我们看到两个兄弟该隐跟亚伯。
We see alienation between sisters, for example, Rachel and Leah.
我们看到雅杰跟他的妹妹。
We see estrangement between Jacob and his twin brother Esau.
我们看到以撒跟以扫。
Not to mention many others that we could cite especially from the book of Genesis, but then later throughout the Bible.
所以在圣经里面，我们都看到许多的这样子的一个例子。
And so throughout Scripture, from the horrid examples in the book of Judges to disputes among Jesus' disciples and rivalry between Mary and Martha, we see these relational effects of sin.
无论是在这个四世纪里面，或者是耶稣的门徒当中，或者是马大、玛利亚之间，这些的关系都有了一些的争执。
And we see that this continues in various ways, even after Pentecost, with the story of Ananias and Sapphira, and the mention of conflicts among Christians throughout the New Testament.
在这个五旬节以后，教会当中也有一类似的，比方说这个亚拉尼亚跟撒菲拉这样一个个案。
The deepest of all of these alienations is the one we find right at the very beginning, the alienation between the man and the woman, which again has had repercussions all down through history.
所以他追溯到就是男人跟女人这两个的关系的破裂，以致延伸到各个的不同的关系。
And this is the most powerful and the most volatile alienation because of the force of sex.
就是在男性女性之间的这样子的一个关系的破裂是非常的一种爆炸性的损害力。
So that which is given for good becomes a power for evil and exploitation.
所以本来是一个非常好的一件礼物，变成一个我们滥用的一个恩典。
And so sin compounds sin in widening ripples of a complex ecology.
所以罪就好像这个连坡一样，这样越来越扩大，越来越扩大，影响到整个的层面。
And if we go out and pick up the newspaper today, we will find various a lot of evidence of this, won't we?
在每天的新闻报道里面，我们都看到这样子的一个事实。
Whether it's clashes between Jews and Arabs, between Christians and Muslims and Hindus, nation against city, nation against nation, city against city.
无论是犹太人、亚拉伯人，无论是基督徒跟这个回教徒，国家跟国家、民族跟民族之间的这些的冲突，都是因此而引起的。
But lest we lose hope, we are reminded again that Jesus is our peace, our shalom.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督是我们的和平，是我们的平安。
And so where God's plan is headed is the healing of the nations, as we read in Revelation 22.
所以在启示录二十二章那里就告诉我们说，他医治了全民。
Paul says that the very mystery of God is the reconciliation with God and with Jew and Gentile and other forms of alienation in the world.
所以保罗讲说这个福音的奥秘就是神使所有的这些破碎的关系都能够和好。
So there is secondly the alienation within human relationships between people and people.
所以这是第二方面的我们所看到的这样一个隔离，是人跟人之间的关系的破碎。
And there's a third division or alienation. This is alienation within the internal dividedness within each person.
那第三个层面我们所要看到就是因着罪的关系使我们自己内在的一个分裂。
Something very bad happened within each person as a result of sin.
因着罪的这样子的一个结果，我们自己内在也有一个不好的一个结果。
We see this already in Genesis 3.
我们在创世纪三章就已经看到。
Notice what the man says to God in verse 10. I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.
亚当就对神说，我听到你的声音，我就怕害怕，所以我藏在树里面，我躲藏起来。
There's a sense in which the man was not only hiding from God, but he was trying to hide from himself. He knew something was wrong.
所以亚当不但是从神那里躲藏，他也知道他自己有了问题，他想把他自己遮盖。
Because the man says, I was afraid.
亚当就说我害怕。
You remember that John says that perfect love casts out fear.
你知道老约翰讲说爱里没有惧怕，完全的爱就把惧怕除去。
But here we have just the opposite.
我们在创世纪三章那里看到刚好是相反的事实。
We read in Scripture that God's intent that His children serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days, as we have it in Luke chapter 1.
所以在路加福音那里就让我们看到，我们可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
But sin's alienation makes that impossible.
但是罪使这样子的一个目标就不可能达成。
So Adam says, I was afraid.
所以亚当说我就害怕。
And this fear of God showed his internal disease, his disease with God because of a disobedience.
因着这样的悖逆，他跟神之间的这样子的一个和谐就破坏了。
So this internal dividedness is really a spiritual disease.
事实上这样子的内心的这样一个分裂事实上是一个属灵的疾病。
It's not just a psychological problem.
不只是一个心理上的疾病。
The Bible calls it double-mindedness.
在圣经里面说是三心二意的。
And so David prayed, Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name.
所以保罗就说你让我有一个求你指教我，将你的道指教我，我要照着你的真理行，使你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Alienation from God brings a guilty conscience.
所以跟神之间的这样一个关系破裂造成了我们内心良心的责备。
Sin disrupts the sense of communion with God and gives us a guilty conscience.
所以因着罪使我们有内疚。
But notice what God promises in Hebrews 9. It says that the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, can purify our conscience from dead works to worship the living God.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们说，因着耶稣基督的宝血，使我们的良心，使我们的心得到洁净，让我们能够以坦然无惧的来侍奉这位神。
So this internal dividedness is also part of the ecology of sin.
所以这个我们里面的这样子的一个分裂，事实上是整个罪的这样一个生态的一部分而已。
Today people spend billions of dollars year by year trying to heal this internal dividedness to find inner peace through psychology, through psychiatry, through counselors of various sorts.
所以今天人们花了许多的钱来请教这些心理学的专家、医生、辅导员，来使他们心理的这样一个毛病能够得痊愈。
And those things can help, but the deeper issue is the dividedness that becomes because of a broken relationship with God.
虽然这些都有帮助，但是真正的根源是因着我们的罪跟神之间的关系破裂。
But the good news of the gospel is that through Jesus Christ and the work of the Spirit, this internal dividedness can be healed also.
但好消息是借着耶稣基督的这样一个福音使我们内在的这样一个分裂也能够得到痊愈。
So according to Scripture, God's Spirit brings not just a one-time change, not just a conversion experience, critical as that is, but rather the beginning of a path of ongoing healing.
好消息是我们福音不但带给我们这样子的一个赦罪，也是带给我们全人的医治。
And God continues working in people's lives as they respond to His healing grace.
所以当我们能够回应神这样子的一个恩典，我们就可以得到全人的医治。
So when this seminary is called Holy Light Seminary, it is talking about the holiness of God.And how that can transform us, not merely forgiveness of sins, but going on to the full healing that God has for us.
我们神学院称为圣光，就是在神的这样子的公义的这样子的一个圣洁里面，我们不但得到罪得赦免，我们也是能够完全成圣得医治。
So we've talked here about three aspects of the alienation brought by sin.
所以我们提到因着罪的关系造成了三方面的隔离。
But this is not the whole story.
但这个不是完全的一个故事。
If we miss the fourth alienating dimension, we misdiagnose the disease and the full cure.
如果我们忽略了第四方面，我们就不能够了解这个医治的整全性。
And this fourth dimension is alienation from the land.
第四方面是从这个大地隔离了。
If you study this through Scripture, you will see that this theme is just as prominent as the others that I have mentioned.
圣经里面教导我们这个第四方面跟其他这三方面是同样的一个有具有重要性。
The Bible shows that at a deep level, human beings are estranged from the land and from the whole created order.
所以在圣经里面让我们看到，因为罪的关系，人跟这个大地也是有一个之间的出了问题。
And tomorrow we will see some of the missiological implications of that.
明天我们还要继续来看关于在宣教里面我们所要提到这方面的真理。
So the Bible is emphatic that our estrangement from the earth arises from sin.
在圣经里面也是很清楚的，因着罪的关系造成了我们跟这个土地这样子的产生了一些的问题。
Notice what we read in Genesis 3.
在创世纪三章那里就提到。
God says this. He says, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you.
在创世纪三章那里就很清楚，神对亚当说，你既听从了妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才得从地里得吃的，地必给你长出荆棘和蓟藜来。
By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。
Now notice what God says here. He says, cursed is the ground because of you.
这里神特别指出来，地是因着你的缘故受了咒诅。
So it's not so much a matter of God cursing the ground, but rather talking about the effects on the created order as a result of human sin.
所以事实上，神不是在咒诅地，而是因为罪的关系，就影响了一个创造的次序，带来的一个后果。
Humans cannot sin without it affecting their relationship with the Creator and with the creation.
所以人要恢复这样子的一个关系得医治，是要这两方面我们都要注意到，跟神的关系，跟创造物受造物的关系。
God still cares for the land, and so should we.
如果神也是关顾这个他所创造的土地，我们也应该同样的关顾。
We don't have time to elaborate that this morning, but it is, as I mentioned, a key theme throughout Scripture and relates to mission.
所以今天早上我们没有太多的时间，不过我们明天还有机会就谈到关于在圣经里面告诉我们怎么样来复兴这一切的疾病。
Sin makes earth suffer.
罪使这个地受苦。
Paul says in Romans 8, the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now.
在罗马书八章那里就给我们有很清楚的教导，因为罪全地都这样子的在深渊。
The creation was subjected to futility or frustration and is in bondage to decay.
所以整个所有受造物都是因此而受苦。
But the promise is new creation as a result of what God has done in Jesus Christ.
所以，但是应许是因着耶稣基督的救赎，使我们 能够得到医治和复兴。
And of course the key here is the incarnation, the life, the death, the resurrection, the ongoing reign of Jesus Christ.
当然这个最关键的就是这继续不断的这样子的一个福音的所带来的一个好处，能够得到医治。
And so Paul says that he, Jesus, must reign until all enemies are put under his feet.
所以耶稣说，最终耶稣保罗说，最终耶稣要作王，所有都是受他的管制。
So the cure for the disease of sin in all its dimensions is salvation in all its dimensions.
所以得医治的这样一个关键是借着这个耶稣基督所带来的救赎使所有的层面都得医治。
So I refer again to 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that free from sins we might live for righteousness, for by his wounds we are healed.
彼得前书二章二十四节那里讲说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就已得在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
And so the gospel we proclaim is the gospel of Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
所以福音我们所宣讲的就是耶稣基督他钉十字架并且复活。
The Bible says that Jesus' resurrection is the first fruits of the new creation.
耶稣基督的复活是初熟的果子。
And the Bible also says that through Jesus Christ we become the first fruits of the new creation.
因着耶稣基督我们也可以成为这个初熟的果子。
All of this leads to the diagram that I have on page, I think it's page 6.
现在就是
page 7.
让我们看在第七页里面这所给我们画的一个简图。
And so I end with this morning.
那我今天早上的结论就是这个。
We've been talking about salvation as the healing of the disease of sin.
所以我们提到救恩是对于罪这个疾病得医治。
And the goal of this is the full flourishing of God's good creation, each of us in relationship to God and to one another and the earth that he has made.
所以他的那个医治是在各个层面都能够得到复兴，都能够得到恢复。
So this, the disease of sin, the cure that comes through salvation through Jesus Christ, this is our focus.
所以罪这个疾病是因着罪而来，那因着福音我们能够得到使这个疾病得到医治。
And tomorrow we will apply this more directly then to the mission of the church.
所以明天我们就会直接的来谈关于教会的使命。
Thank you. God bless you.
谢谢各位。